And we're going to go straight to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, who's joined us here in studio now. Fergal, what details are known about this male patient who is the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the Republic of Ireland?
Well, details of the case were confirmed last night by the Department of Health just before 9 o'clock, and this is the first confirmed case of COVID-19 diagnosed in the Republic of Ireland. The Department of Health says it's not a surprise and was expected. This is a male patient from the eastern part of the country. I understand the patient is receiving treatment at a Dublin hospital with infection control measures. The patient travelled from an affected area in northern Italy, so this infection relates to him being there, so it's an imported case rather than contact with another confirmed case, for example, that we heard about during the week here. The HSC has said the risk to the general public is currently low. That could change, and it has advised people to go about their business as normal, work, school, etc.
And what efforts have been underway to try and trace anyone who may have been in close contact with the patient, and how long will that take?
Well, contact tracing has been underway to see how has he been in close contact with anyone else. This is a job of a large body of public health doctors that have been examining all stages of the journey made by the patient. Officials wouldn't be drawn on whether the male was on the same flight as that woman who was diagnosed with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland on Friday. But the HSC position has been, you know, that people who need to be notified will be contacted. If they need to issue more public information via a public health messages, they will. So, for example, it might come from time to time that health officials will issue public information notices, like, could all people who are on the 10 a.m. train, for example, from X to Z, please contact a certain number. I mean, that we might see that happen in certain cases. It hasn't happened yet. Those who are in close contact would usually be notified to self-isolate and would be checked on daily by public health officials. Casual contacts are seen as very low. There are people not in really the immediate vicinity. They're usually given information to phone their GP or emergency department or public health clinic if they have symptoms.
And has there been any criticism of health officials for not giving out more details about cases?
Yes, some members of the public and some media may be unhappy at not getting certain details about confirmed cases and the detail of contact tracing. And authorities have to get a balance right here with speedy information, explain the science behind what they're doing, especially with the difference between close and casual contact tracing. But they also have to respect patient confidentiality, as doctors do too, and the patient's rights. So the nightmare scenario would be, say, media camped outside the location where a confirmed case is residing or has been living, be it a house or an apartment. I mean, you can imagine what the impact that would have. So the fear amongst health officials is that too much information could identify a patient and lead to people who may be infected not reporting their symptoms to doctors, which could lead to the virus going unreported and underground. And that would be a major problem and could lead to uncontained spread.
Thanks, Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent. We leave it there for now.